Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldschmidt dictating an endoscopy report on patient Mary Popko. Date of birth is 8/10/1994. Date of procedure is January 26, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldschmidt. Your referring physician is Dr. Jacqueline Gunn. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy and cold snare polypectomy. Description proceed. Oh, indication is Barrett's, comma, abdominal pain, comma, personal history of colon polyps, comma, surveillance colonoscopy. Description procedure and form concern was obtained. Period. Possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as the possibility of missing lesion, such as a malignancy. Well explained to the patient. Period. The patient is brought to an endoscopy suite, placing left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service, so monitor anesthesia care. Period. Well lubricated lymphocytic gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Period. Careful examination is made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus. Period. Retroflexia is obtained at the cardio. Period. Air resection from the stomach. Full withdrawal of the scope. Period. Patient is then turned on in left lateral position. Period. Digital rectal exam was normal. Period. A well-lubricated lymphocytic colonoscope is introduced into rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecal matrix identified by the presence of the appendiceal or facility cecal valve and confluence of the pulse. Period. Careful examination is made of the cecal malleus, cecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, signal colon, rectum. Period. Retroflexia is obtained at the rectum. Period. Bowel preparation was poor with Boston Bowel Club score 5, 1-2-2. Period. The patient had the procedure well without any complications. Findings at EGD. Next line, the proximal mid-esophagus appeared unremarkable. Next line, the Z-line was mildly irregular at 36 centimeters from the pipe block given patient's prior history of Barrett's esophagus. Decision was made to biopsy in all four quadrants. In all four quadrants per Seattle protocol. Next time there was a 3 to 4 centimeter sliding hiatal hernia. Next time there was patchy gastric erythema noted. Biopsies were obtained for histology. Next line, the duodenal bulb appeared erythematous. Biopsies were obtained for histology. Otherwise, unremarkable duodenum to D2 portion. Next line, colonoscopy. Next line, Boston Bowel Prep score was poor. Grade is a 5, 1-2-2. Next line, there was a diminutive cecal polyp removed cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was an ascending colon sessile. Approximately 10 millimeter polyp removed cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was a approximately 7 millimeter descending colon sessile polyp removed cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was an approximately 7 millimeter diminutive approximately 7 millimeter sessile sigmoid colon polyp removed cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was a diminutive rectal polyp removed cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, grade 1 internal hemorrhoids were noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, repeat colonoscopy in 1 year given poor prep. Per the guidelines. Next line, continue PPI daily. Next line, follow up in office as previously scheduled. Also, please add to colonoscopy findings diverticulosis. And please go back to plan and note, recommend high-fiber diet with fiber supplementation as needed, as well as good water intake. Please go back to the area where we talked about repeating colonoscopy in 1 year due to the poor prep, and add we'll need 2-day prep.